time now for Out of the Box. I'm host Dave Giroux and joined by co-host...
Aloha, this is Jonathan J.
And Out of the Box is made possible by listeners like...
Oh, no, no, Dave, it's not Out of the Box today.
It's not?
No, no, it's because of Halloween, it's Out of the Crypt.
Out of the Crypt. Halloween show.
Trick or treat.
Okay, I need to tell you that the information that you hear is the... opinions of the speaker,
right.
And not the station.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily the station.
The board. Underwriters.
The listeners. The or anybody else for that matter.
In fact, and sometimes we just say things out loud to see how they sound and don't really think them ourselves.
Yeah, we may not even agree with them ourselves.
I certainly don't agree with Dave sometimes.
That's true. Not many people do. But anyway, we should have an interesting show here today. What are we going to talk about?
Well, I don't know. Is there anything to talk about on the island of Kauai today?
I don't think there's really much going on here, so let's just, maybe play a lot of music or something like that.
Well, tell you what. In honor of it being Halloween and Trick or Treat and the show being Out of the Crypt, we're going to focus on stories that just won't go away, stories that have never died. You'd think that they were over and done with. But no, here they come back at you again. And so, Dave, you have some examples of stories that just won't go away.
Yeah, there's just a few quick stories here I want to talk about. Then I think maybe our callers, the phones are already lighting up here. I don't know what they want to talk about.
Yeah, but nobody could know what they want to talk about.
But anyway, I'm just going to throw out some headlines here, and then we're going to get into some more local news. Let's see, NSA spying scandal is not going away.
That's a story that just won't go
Glenn
away.
Glenn Greenwald had another article in the Guardian this week where he's talking about new spying revelations, how they're spying at millions of phone calls from Spain and France and how they are... spying on the phone calls and emails of
the leadership
of the leaders of many countries, Germany,
Andrea Merkel,
Angela Merkel,
Angela Merkel,
and they're very upset about that. Brazil,
they just canceled the meeting, didn't they?
Yeah, they canceled the meeting with Obama, and they said we're not going to talk with you until you explain what the hell you're doing with all this NSA spying.
Or heck, maybe they said heck.
And so the Brazilians probably have a word for it too. That's more appropriate.
I'll bet they do.
Very colorful language. There. Anyway, so. That situation is not going to go away, and a lot of people are very concerned about that. There have already been a lot of protests in the U.S. about that, and so I think there's everybody knew that the government was spying here. And
well,
there,
it's one thing.
The sheer scope
it's,
of this.
It's one thing to just sort of figure that that's the deal, but it's another thing entirely to see cold, hard evidence that, yes, in fact, your worst suspicions are indeed true.
Right, yeah. So anyway, expect more from NSA spying. And actually, Greenwald says they've got a lot more information that they're going to release pretty soon. Middle East, still on fire.
Still on fire,
still
the Middle East.
Fire.
Yeah, boy, you'd think that would be a place where they could finally take some of the older stories there and put them to bed.
Right.
But no.
Last night, Israel bombed Syria again, twice.
And why did they do that this time?
Well, they always say, we're preventing some missiles from getting in the hands of Hezbollah. But... they haven't officially acknowledged that it even happened or
Been
responsible for it.
I wonder whose jet fighter planes those were.
Yeah, coming out of Israel and flying in there.
Yeah.
And whether or not, Syria's allies are going to respond to that situation. Let's see. Big fallout with Saudi Arabia here now. They're very upset with the U.S. because we won't bomb Syria and we won't bomb Iran. So Saudi Arabia is particularly.
Didn't they step out of the Security Council?
Yeah, they actually were given. There's a rotating seats. On the Security Council
in the UN,
and they said no. We're not going to take it.
And
in
I
protest.
Think that's the first time ever that a country has eschewed a seat on the Security Council.
Well, it's a pretty powerful position. You don't get veto power in that position, just as a invited.
Not like an
member.
Uber power.
Right, but they. but there's a lot of power in it. And for to give that up is unheard of. I don't know if it's the first time, but also You know, so they're just upset with Obama for not bombing a bunch of countries in their behalf. But Saudi Arabia is just barely hanging on to their monarchy anyway. Wouldn't be surprised if a lot of protests and Arab Spring activity goes on there.
Yeah, won't that be interesting when the Arab Spring finally comes to Saudi Arabia and they begin to thaw?
Well, what they say they may do is, we may buy all our weapons from some other country instead of from you.
And so
there goes our economy, because the only thing that we make are weapons. We don't make any other.
Don't we export GMO seeds to the world too?
I guess probably we do.
So there's that.
Yes, but they, it's all tax exempt. They don't get any taxes on that. and also they may start accepting other currencies or gold in exchange for their oil, which would basically collapse the U.S. economy U.S. dollar.
That would hurt.
The petrodollar.
The petrodollar might deflate.
Okay. Another quick story here. Obama, in the last few weeks, has fired seven generals.
Now, why is this happening?
From the Pentagon. Well, I haven't been able to find.
Are these good generals from the north? Are they wicked generals from the west?
Well,
what's up with these generals?
I haven't seen any official pronouncement as to why this happened. Well, there were some flimsy excuses. One of them.
Did they want to spend more time with their family?
One of them was supposedly using counterfeit chips at a casino. Something like that,
Wow.
Another one was having an affair with his secretary or something.
With his secretary or someone else's secretary?
I'm not sure, but generally not cause to fire a general or somebody really high powered like that.
Huh.
So we don't know if these are good generals who were fired because they didn't do bad things, or these are bad generals who, wouldn't do good things.
So it's very suspicious, and it's kind of unheard of that
they would lose that much of their brain trust in the Pentagon over some.
So they're cleaning house there for some reason or another.
Seems like it. For some reason or another, so could be something going on there. Obamacare still having a lot of problems with their website.
There's another story that you'd think it would go away, but. But
yeah.
No.
Well, it's just actually starting here now, because what a lot of people don't realize, or it hasn't hit them yet, is, there's 47 million people that don't have health care at this point.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so they set up this program.
Kind of like a trick-or-treat program.
They're supposed to be really cheap, and Obama himself in a big speech says, if I was 24 years old and I can get insurance for $29 a month, I would do it,
Sounds like a good deal.
But unfortunately, nobody is getting insurance for $29 a month, and it's a lot more expensive than that. And so, but also another thing is, if you don't get it, you can, you're breaking the law. You can be subject to fines.
That doesn't sound like such a good deal all of a sudden.
No, and so this is the first time. I mean, you have to have auto insurance. That's people accept that, and so is this the same situation? I don't know, but anyway, a lot of people don't realize that if they don't get on that website and sign up soon, they may be subject to some pretty intense fines, and it's all going to be collected by the IRS.
So
when you file your taxes, and you're expecting a refund, and they see, you don't have any health care expenses listed on here, so therefore you must have insurance, and we're going to take your refund.
So how come in each one of these stories that just won't go away, that just won't die, you listen in to find out if it's going to be a trick or a treat, and every time it's a trick.
It's always a trick.
It's always a trick. Why are we getting tricked so much? Have we been bad little boys and girls this year?
I don't know. But so have you signed up yet?
I have not.
Jonathan?
I have not.
Are you going to get on the Obamacare website and sign up for affordable health care?
I have no plans to do such a thing.
It's against the law not to.
I'm sorry, Dave. I can't hear you.
It is against the law not to go on the website and not to get health care.
But I can't remember what you're talking about.
So that's when it's going to hit home, is when you get on the website and have to figure that out.
We'll see about that.
Anyway, and then finally, tomorrow, there's going to be a cut in food stamp benefits.
Oh, no.
There's about 50 million people in the country.
One in seven Americans.
Food stamps.
Uh-huh.
And it's probably, $150, $200 a month, of food.
Hey, every little bit helps if you need it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, many families, there's some people, some young kids who just use it to, as an excuse to travel. They don't have to buy food. They just get their their food stamps with them, you know. And it might there might be some abuse there, but there's millions of very needy families that rely on that. Okay, so it's going to be a 13% cut. So if you're getting $200, you know, it's 26 bucks,
so
you're
going to
lose $25 of that benefit. Huh. So
well, now, but it's okay because people will become 13% less hungry, right? At the same time, magically, so
13% more hungry because they have 13% less food.
Oh, that's bad.
That's not good.
That's another trick.
So I think there's going to be probably some backlash to that. I mean, a lot of people are going to be upset that they don't have as much food as they used to.
Huh. That's
so. Anyway, those are the headlines on the national and international level. One thing I wanted to also ask, Jonathan, you are circulating a petition.
I was going to ask you about that.
No, I was going to ask you about that.
Wait a second.
You are circulating a petition.
Yes, that's true.
Regarding KIUC smart meter.
No, thing. It's not the smart meter. It's their unfair and retaliatory fine for people who want to retain their analog meter. These are people who haven't done anything. They literally haven't done a thing. And KIC wants to charge them more money now for having done nothing.
And the people that
they never got their smart meter.
Got the smart meters and cost the utility
$11 million.
$11 million.
Right.
They're getting a free ride.
Right. So it's unfair.
It is unfair.
And it's especially unfair because all the people who have analog meters helped pay for the new smart meter, even though they're not getting one.
Right, yeah.
So they should all get rebates.
Absolutely. So anyway, so you're circulating a petition?
I am, and you asked me if I had signed something recently. I'm going to ask you, Dave, have you signed this petition right here?
No, I have not signed this petition yet.
Here we go.
Is that a petition?
It is.
It sounds like a piece of paper, but it could be really...
No, it is.
It could be anything. Okay, so this petition says it is intended to challenge the KIUC board action taken at the board meeting held on October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
When do you have to get these in by?
These have to be in by
40 days?
No, 20 working days from the posting of the minutes of the meeting on their website. And they posted the minutes on the 23rd of October. And so 20 working days.
That's not on here.
Yes, it is. Oh, right up in the corner there. It says October 23rd. Here, let me write that down.
Yeah, it's not there. But I believe you that's when it is.
Yeah, and so we have 20 working days, and that means until November 20th.
November 20th.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see, blah, blah, blah. And I don't mean to say this isn't important stuff here. So
rustle it a little bit so that people can hear you actually looking
at it. The
motion
was to set up a charge.
Yeah, to impose a charge. For people who don't have a smart meter, they're calling the smart meter now the new standard meter.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Why does it?
Because it's a language war. You know how they always want to have their thing be the standard thing.
Okay.
Even though it's a newfangled new technology that's kind of
unproven. So the old one is now the non-standard.
Exactly.
Meter. Okay. So I'm going to sign this right now.
Oh, go for it.
Oh, wait. I don't have my account number though.
You know what? That's not a problem. If you don't have your account number, Dave, just fill it out as best you can. Put your phone number down there, and what I'll do is I'll give you a call, and then when you get home, and you can look at your KIC bill, and you should be able to find the number right at the top of your bill, and I'll just write it in for you. I'll give you a call and hook you up.
Okay, how many signatures do you need?
We need 250 valid signatures. That means everyone has to be a KIC member and has to have the named person on the account. So, like, for example, you and your wife, I can't get your wife's signature because if your name is the one on the bill.
Yeah.
So it has to be you.
How many signatures do you have?
I have 236.
But you probably want to have more than just the minimum number in case a couple or...
Yeah, we're going to go for 100 extra.
100 extra.
Yeah, 350 is our goal.
Okay, last time you did a similar petition was regarding the...
was the unfair election practices that KIC had.
What was the issue there? It was wasn't the smart meters...
It had to do with FERC.
FERC, that's right.
Yeah, it was the...
When they approved the millions
of dollars. The FERCing hydro project.
Yeah. And so how many signatures did you have over the needed amount?
Not enough.
And so it didn't...
No, they were able to cross off enough signatures that it got down below the 250. I think I had like 291.
Okay.
And they crossed off more than 50 of them.
Okay, so...
That was very disappointing.
Yeah.
So we're not going to let that happen again.
More than that.
Yeah, no, you can be sure that we will have plenty extra. plenty extra bra because we don't want to have it mess up again.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, thank you for that.
All right.
My dad, when I was a kid for baseball, he taught me to when you're swinging, he says you don't swing to the ball, you swing through the ball. So you give
and
it that extra effort.
The relevance of that in this situation is what?
We're not going to stop when we get to 250 signatures. We're going to keep on going. We're going to go through
that ball.
Yeah, we're going to get 350 signatures.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and then we'll have a special meeting with KIC, the board, and we'll say, hey, you know what? This is an unfair charge, and we reject the action that you took, and then they'll put it to a board or to a total membership vote.
Okay. Well, cool. All right, let's see. So then, after all that important stuff.
So that's a treat.
Yeah, there's a treat.
There's a treat for you.
Yeah. Okay, so the next thing on the list here has something to do about the mayor. Did you hear some news about the mayor today? Wait. He's taking a drink there. Don't get water on the board there. I mean, it's could have the Pepsi syndrome happen. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Did the mayor say something today?
The mayor did a bad thing today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
What's up?
A bad thing. He told everyone that he was thinking about it, and that he was going to hold a press conference on Thursday when he finally decided that he had three options. We talked about it when he was on the show last 2 weeks ago. He had three options. He could sign the bill into law. He could do nothing.
And it would go into law.
And it would pass into law. Without
his approval.
Magically. Yeah.
Abstain, basically.
Yeah, kind of abstain. Just say, I go along with the will of the people is what he could have said. But he didn't do either of those two things. He took the third option. Bad mayor. Very disappointing. Very disappointing. Yeah. And he vetoed the bill.
He vetoed the GMO bill.
Bill 2491.
That would have required the GMO companies to...
some buffer zones.
Actually, not only GMO companies, but
disclosure,
the large agricultural operations from disclosing the pesticides that they're spraying in our environment.
Right.
How much and what type and when.
Yep.
And also it got rid of the buffer zones around schools and residential areas.
Yeah, and evidently the mayor didn't want the buffer zones to go into effect 9 months from now.
So do you have his statement there? Maybe you could read our listeners some of what he said. And this is available on Kauai.gov website. Go to the office of the mayor. Actually, I think it's on their front page.
Yeah, they did a press release. So he says, Dear Chair Fufaro and council members, aloha. Your deliberations on the reference bill have been followed closely by me and members of my administration. Along with you, we have listened through hours of testimony, pored over volumes of emails, letters, studies, legal citations, and data, and have engaged in numerous discussions with a wide range of stakeholders over the issues related to Bill 2491. Okay, so good. So far, so good. Public and private outcry for me has been either to pass the bill or veto the bill has been continuous since the council's vote to approve the bill in the early morning hours of October 16th. Since the measure was delivered to me for action the following day, I have engaged in more due diligence and more than a fair amount of soul searching. In addition, a comprehensive legal review of the bill as amended has taken place. Today, I have come to a decision. My decision is to veto Bill 2491. And he goes on for several pages after that, saying he did not make the decision lightly. He knows it will be controversial. Da la 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 la. However, I believe it's the right thing to do given the circumstances before me. Well, I got to tell you, for all of the months and months and months that has gone on now, where people have been testifying and the bill has been deferred and amendments have been made and marches have been made and meetings have been had and testimony has been submitted, you know, I think a lot of people on the island are kind of worn out. And they were hoping that we could finally put Bill 2491 behind us and we could begin to work on it.
This was a greatly watered-down version.
Greatly watered down.
But it was more to the point in that it disclosed the pesticide use. You know, didn't put a moratorium on more GMO planting.
Which a lot of people were upset about.
It didn't do the environmental impact.
Which a lot of people were upset about.
But it did. You know, it was a simple.
Very pared down.
Very pared down, very common sense kind of thing. Like, hey, just tell us what you're spraying. saying and when, and don't spray around our schools and houses.
Now,
and,
the mayor said, this is something that's very confusing to me. I don't understand this at all. The mayor says that he agrees with the general intent of the bill. So WTF, what's up with that? We don't understand. Why would you veto the bill if you agree with it? It doesn't make any
now,
sense.
He made some reference to the fact that it was legally not binding. It was legally flawed, I think is with his terms.
Yeah, he said
legally
it was
flawed.
He said he felt it was flawed.
Now, attached to the statement, that he, the letter that he wrote to the county council, there was about 60, 70 pages of...
76.
Well, that was the total, but the, so of legal opinions by our attorney, county attorney Castillo, and deputy attorney Monica
Trask.
And so I didn't get through all of that.
You didn't read all 76 pages,
Dave?
I did not.
Gee. You know, I have a life. I can't do this all the time. But... I don't know what that says in there, how convincing it was, but, you know.
Well, he says he felt that, this is the mayor, felt that Bill 2491 would also likely be challenged as an invalid exercise of the county's police power, an invalid exercise of the county's ability to regulate public nuisances, and or a violation of the Hawaii Right to Farm Act's prohibition against any public official declaring such farming operations to be a nuisance.
Okay, now, we did have some attorneys step forward and say that they would represent the county. So when he says that there are legal challenges, doesn't mean that it wouldn't prevail in court. I mean, somebody could say, hey, we don't think you have the authority. Well, okay, well, let's ask, you know, these other attorneys. And according to them, it was perfectly within our rights. According to Gary Hooser, it was perfectly within our rights. And he had attorneys... draft up
some pretty high-powered attorneys,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, draft up those statements that says, yeah, the county can regulate public nuisances. If people are dying, people are getting ill, and people are, you know, children are getting birth defects from this thing. The county does have the power to regulate those things.
That's right. And the mayor goes on to conclude here. He says, I would like to state that in despite this veto, I absolutely believe in the spirit that of 2491 will be implemented on Kauai in accordance with applicable federal, state, and county laws and regulations. So my big question is, if that's the case, if he believes in the spirit of the law and the intent of the law, and he believes that it will go into effect, why are we dragging out
why
this process any longer?
Why veto it?
Why
get in the way?
Why get in the way? Why not open up the door and let's step into a new bright tomorrow?
I mean, I didn't see... in that letter, any specific comment or specific complaint as to why the bill was not was legally flawed? Anyway, you know, he didn't say. He just used general terms. Oh, according to my attorneys, it won't fly, and we'll be subject to liability later. So, you know, there's nothing specific in his statements about what his concerns were.
Well, here's something from the press release that I wanted to read, because I think that, and I'm going to change the wording a little bit so that I like it better. And it goes like this. So I guess this is a press release from me. I truly believe in my heart that Kauai can accomplish anything through cooperation, collaboration, and by working together in the spirit of aloha. This does not invalidate the hard work that has gone into the crafting of 2491. We are moving forward, and we will continue to move forward with... or without this mayor.
Wait, no. Didn't he say this bill?
That's what I say.
Oh, you say without this mayor. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I say. Maybe that's enough from you and me, or it's enough for me.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, we've got a couple of calls here.
The phones are starting to light up.
So we have, you know, he says he agrees with everything there, but he's going to veto it anyway.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand that. I don't think he had any intention of signing it. We had him in that chair 2 weeks ago, and he said, oh, I need to study this more. I need to consult with the state and with the companies and everything like that and make sure it's all bono before I sign it, you know.
Well, the thing that's confusing...
he had no intention.
The thing that's confusing to me is because at one point during the middle of the show, he turned to me and he said, well, you know, it's going to become law eventually anyway. And I took that to mean that he was probably going to just allow it to pass into law without him signing it.
Right.
Which, you know, a lot of people asked that he please sign it because it seemed like it's the right thing to do. That seemed like a smart political move. And certainly I and other people were encouraging him to take that smart move.
Right.
But, you know, it was within his rights as a mayor to simply do nothing and allow it to go into law. And that's what I understood him to be saying, kind of nudge, nudge, wink, wink. But evidently, he chose to veto instead.
And also he said that he needed to consult with the state. You know, I wonder if he's done that. I mean, what has he been doing for the last 2 weeks? Has he, did he contact the state? Did he, you know, call these people, you know, that are, that he said he would call? Did he get them all together? I don't know.
Well, it's still before 4:30, so maybe somebody in the mayor's office is listening, and maybe, you know, we would be very cordial and happy to receive a word from the mayor about this. If the mayor wants to call in and speak for himself,
right,
that's probably the best way to go.
Yeah, but also, I'm not expecting anything positive from the state. The state has shown itself to be sympathetic to the corporations.
Or more likely in service of.
Not sympathetic to the needs and desires of the population. And you know, the governor has come out and said, oh, yeah, we're going to do all this stuff. We're going to, you know, we're going to have voluntary
disclosure
of
right.
the chemicals. Yeah. I mean, I can tell you what they would voluntarily disclose.
That would be, I'm thinking of a big round number.
We said it. Okay. That was it. That was what they would disclose, and it was nothing.
Right.
So I'm not expecting anything from the governor. He's a friend of the corporations.
Well, he's also, he's working for them. They paid him over $60,000.
How much did they pay our mayor?
$4,000.
So our mayor received $4,000 from the GMO companies?
$2,000 from one, and then $1,000 from two others.
Okay. Sounds like pretty cheap government there, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, we have the best government money can buy, and who knew it was so cheap?
I know it. Okay, so that's all we can say at this point. So we're going to go to the phone calls and see what the listeners have to say.
Yeah, the only thing that we ask is that no matter how passionate or excited or upset you are, just try and be respectful and try and use clean language on the air. So that I just make that kind of a statement up front.
Caller, thank you for being patient. You are on the air.
Yeah, that's quite a task to keep it
keep it clean.
Keep it proper. It is so ridiculous. I mean, this guy obviously just says what you want to hear. He had you guys hoodwinked, you know?
Well, I wanted to believe the best of our mayor, and I am frankly quite disappointed.
Huh. That's beyond. It's so far beyond that.
I'm trying to be polite and stuff.
One of the things you guys didn't mention that he's requesting is more studies. You know, just what we need, more studies as babies are deformed and people are sick. You know, I mean, obviously the guy sold out. I mean, what is wrong with these people? I mean, how many more people could testify? How much more energy could go towards what the people want? And it's such a minimal thing. It isn't even a big deal what we're requesting.
And how much longer does the process have to go on before we arrive with some kind of conclusion?
Yeah, let's get rid of this guy. I mean, he obviously just shot himself in the leg for re-election. But, you know, it's so far beyond that. It's just, it's why people are so discouraged about politics. It's just BS. It doesn't mean anything what these people say. They don't listen to the people. They don't care. If he can sell out for $4,000, take his money and run, you know? I mean, it's ridiculous that he vetoed it after all the time, energy, and you know, petitions.
I think it's a little bit disrespectful of the process. I mean, people put hundreds and thousands of hours into all this, and then he just kind of flushes it down the toilet.
Yeah, well, and, you know, there's no way to make sense of it. You know, it's not logical other than he sold out, you know? And so now, it's got to go back to the council, and the council could still... But we don't have Nadine there. So
as of today was Nadine's last day on the council, and now the council has 30 days to select a replacement for her. And coincidentally, the council has 30 days to respond to the mayor's veto. So this next month should be
override it with 5 votes.
They need 5 votes to override.
There's only 5 of the 6 that voted for that are left.
Right.
And
so it's not looking good.
No, not with the existing council. We need to get a new council member in there, and that person would need to vote in with the majority to override the veto.
Okay, Jonathan, okay. You're going to go for it?
All right, caller, any other comments?
No, it's so maddening and discouraging and ridiculous. I there's nothing more to say, really.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Aloha. All right, thank you, caller. Aloha, caller. Thanks for standing by. You're
is
on the
me?
Air. Yes, it's you.
Fantastic. You see, it is actually something much bigger. Monsanto and those guys, with billions and billions of dollars behind them, they don't like to lose one iota anywhere.
That's true.
Because it's going to pay. It's going to...
It would set a bad example, yeah.
Set their bottom line,
yeah.
You know? So they'll do anything in order not to be challenged. So the mayor, not listening to the people, has gone over into their field because we, the people, have told him what we want, and our representatives in the county council have told him what we want. And the legal
were people not clear enough?
Apparently not.
By assuming
that there are legal issues, he thinks and tells us that he is smarter than all those lawyers from Earth Justice and from the Sierra Club and whoever wanted to help in this thing. Because if the county goes through with this, and overrides his veto, this little bit of island is going to go all the way to the Supreme Court. But the mayor doesn't have to worry about it. I hope that they don't bring him there as an embarrassment to the rest of us. But he won't have anything to do with it. It'll be challenged between the billion-dollar companies and these incredibly smart lawyers that have fought these battles for years.
Hmm.
We can live in peace and quiet in the meantime and let them battle it out another level. And I think this awesome and ominous future is weighing too heavily on our balloon mayor. So
our blue mayor. I like that.
He can't handle it and said, oh, no, no, no. He's hiding in the corner saying, no, 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 veto, veto, veto. And it's all too much, you know? I mean, the effort was in the New York Times already. That was very nice. A couple of other papers and things. And was mentioned on Democracy Now. And
mm-hmm.
We hope that they keep their eye on us over here. So that, you know, after the county will override the veto, this thing is going to go someplace totally different, you know? I mean, from a legal point of view. We are still going to be here having to breathe this stuff, and the litigation will take, because they have to prove whether it's constitutional or not, for people to say what they feel and what they want.
Well, what I don't understand is why we can't make our own laws for our own community. Like, why is there so much friction against the community simply putting together what they want?
Why has the United States always helped dictators, because it's easier to talk to one person than a whole population.
There's a certain sad truth in that, caller.
Pull up, you know, and take away, especially now with the Patriot Act and all this kind of stuff, slowly take away their rights some more. Surveil, find out, you know, infringe upon their constitutional rights. So every aspect has to be challenged before the Supreme Court, whether it's constitutional or not, you know, whether it's a big mountain out there.
It really is, and I guess
it's bigger than the mayor.
I think you're probably right about that, caller. We've got other callers standing by. Is there any last comment that you'd like to make?
No, that's fine. Good luck to all of us.
All right. Well, I think we need that. Thank you. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Thanks for standing by. We're going to try and keep, I'm going to ask you to try and keep comments quick today because I think a lot of people really want to get their call in. What do you have to say, caller?
What, Jonathan, you talking to me?
Yeah, it's you. It's you.
Yeah. Hey, my name is Clayton Kubo.
Hello, Clayton.
Waimea, Kauai.
From the west side to the north shore.
I came home after the mayor's meeting, and then after all the other meetings it had, at least I came home. Waimea has rain. So that's a blessing right there.
That is a ben sao.
He's basically saying, like, he's definitely saying something. And, you know, I know a lot of people that interrupt the mayor. I even interrupted the mayor in his own office when he was in that meeting. But I cannot understand that with all the testimonies and all the, I don't know what else to say, man, to this issue. But you know what?
What's that?
Next! That's all I can say. Next. It went from the county council to the mayor. Now we're going back to the county council.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say this to the people out there. You know, if ever we get to testify again, now is your chance to get out there and use the 3 minutes that is granted to you. It's time to use it, folks.
Yeah, I think
it's not about staying at home and looking at the walls and saying, nah, it's okay. The other guys get them. The sisters get them. No. If you guys like this happen, I hope to see you guys at a historic county building. Whenever is the date going to happen, there's no date yet, that I put a replacement in for Mrs. Nakamura. You know, come on, people. Wake up.
You raise a really good point, caller. It's one thing to spout off on Facebook about this and that and some other thing, but you know, now is the time to actually get out of your armchair and walk down to the county building.
Get out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of the comfort zone, man.
Take it to the next level.
Oh, definitely. It went from the county council to the mayor. And then the mayor did what he did.
He punted.
Veto.
The mayor punted back to the council.
But it's all good. You know, I'm not. No, man, let's not waste our energy already on that thing, actually. Let's concentrate on when is going to be the next meeting.
Well, you know, I have right here on a piece of paper, the next meeting for planning about this is going to be at the Niamalu Canoe Club from 4 to 6 p.m. That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so folks who want to get involved and get engaged and take it to the next level, that's the place to be. That's the Niamalu Canoe Club. 4 to 6 p.m. Come with a notebook and a pen and be prepared to take notes and get ready for actions.
Okay. Well, Jonathan, good to see you today.
Yeah, good to see you too, Clayton.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, have a good one, man.
All right. Mahalo.
Aloha.
Okay, phone lines are open, 826-7771, if you have any comments regarding this or any topic. Or if you're on Oahu listening or on the Internet, and want to call us on our toll-free line, you can call 866-275-1112. Here's a call.
Aloha, caller. You're on the air. Thank you for calling KKCR. This is Out of the Box with Jonathan Jay and Dave Giroux.
And I'm so embarrassed I have to turn down my radio.
A caller, okay. Please turn down your radio. Psst, hey, turn your radio down.
Doody.
All right. Are you ready, caller?
Waiting. Must be way across the room.
Wow, that's a big radio far away.
Yes, it's one of those phones that's actually tethered to the wall.
Oh, my. Old school.
Yes. Ultra.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. So, I really like what Clayton was saying, and especially about wasting our energy and putting it where it needs to go. And
where do you see that as being, caller?
I see definitely exactly what he was saying, and then also educating as many people as we can about pesticides and why we should be worried about them, why this is reasonable. Does that make sense?
That makes really good sense. I'm just sitting and kind of reflecting on. I've had all kinds of different moods today, just kind of sitting with this new information that the mayor vetoed the bill. And at first, I was kind of in disbelief. Really, I was genuinely surprised that he did that.
I was shocked myself. I thought that he could just let it slide into passage.
Yeah.
And that they could just kind of let this stuff go away. But the more they don't let it go away...
The more they resist.
Yes. The larger the people are that are concerned grows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bigger the movement becomes.
And it's not just an island movement. I mean, so many people love Kauai from all over the world. So many people consider this a home to them, a spiritual home to them. That's a huge force.
Yeah, it sure is.
Any other comments?
What do you think? Where do you think we should be directing our attention? What do you think are the next steps?
Well, I think continuing to educate people immediately. If somebody doesn't understand why we're concerned about this, they need to learn about what pesticides do and what they are doing to our community. And in the very quick part, I think we wait for Jay Fafaro to show us where it's going to go in the council, and we follow his leadership. I mean, I
follow Jay Fafaro's leadership. Those are words I haven't heard in a while.
Well, you know, I was really, really, really happy with that man through that whole long, long, long day and night.
Yeah, he showed some vision.
Yes, he really did. When he said to the seed companies, please understand. We understand you have a vision for your bottom line. And please understand we have a vision for our island. I will never forget that.
Yeah, that was impressive to hear.
Yeah, it was. And when he thanked Gary and Tim for putting it on, for bringing it to him, That was nice, too. That was very, very nice. You know.
So now it goes back to the council.
Yeah.
Okay, got another call here.
We should make sure that everybody, I guess we should put our red shirts on again.
I guess so.
Yeah. Okay. We've got more of them. Okay, thanks.
Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you. Thank you, caller.
Hello?
Aloha, hello. Caller. You're on the air. Welcome to Out of the Box.
Thank you very much. I'm curious. How many votes does it take on the council to override the veto?
Five.
And
there's only six council persons now.
Well, so, get one more.
Well, but it may, I don't know, they have to decide who it's going to be. And that's another thing that bothers me. They pick another one. Why don't we pick another one?
But the council picks them, right?
The council picks a replacement.
Yeah, the council has the right to choose.
So that's a straight-up vote.
It's kind of undemocratic.
Yeah. Okay, so, and Jay, he listened to his kids and his grandkids, and his heart's in the right spot, and I commend his leadership, and I would encourage him to run for mayor.
All right, well, that's not the first time I've heard that.
Okay, ahuiho.
Hi, ahuiho caller. Thank you for calling in. Do you have another caller standing by?
Yeah.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Thanks. Yeah, I called in last week when you had the mayor on. I think it was last week.
Mm-hmm, I recall.
And
about 2 weeks ago.
Maybe, yeah, 2 weeks ago. And I one of my comments was, I hope he does not veto it.
Yeah, I remember you asking
and
that.
Especially if he's even thinking about vetoing it, that he not do it on the basis of a threat of a lawsuit.
Mm.
That we ought to let the lawsuit go forward and find out and let all the apples fall from the tree. Well, he's gone and done exactly what I feared he was going to do.
Mm.
And, I think he's a coward. I think he punted on purpose. And the first thing that we ought to do is start looking for somebody to replace him and to unelect him. And get somebody in there who has the concerns of the health of the people of this island above anything else.
So you're not happy with our blue mayor?
I think he's bilious yellow is what I would say. Sickening. It's absolutely sickening. Especially when on your show and on one other forum I heard him say that veto was not an option.
It's my understanding that he had ruled the veto out, and so it was going to be a choice between allowing it to pass into law or taking the braver step and signing it.
It certainly sounded that way from his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And my God, I mean, he's relying on the advice of our county attorney, the jokester. I mean, for goodness sakes, look at the history of that man over the last 8 or 10 years that he's been around, the harm that he's caused this county, and he's relying on the opinion of that man to form his veto. Give me a break. And the other thing is there's one councilman who obviously needs to be replaced.
And who are you thinking of when you say that, caller?
The one that that voted against it.
Mel Raposo.
I actually have some respect.
We have one mayor that needs replacing, and we have one council person that needs replacing.
I want to say, as far as Mel Raposo goes, I actually have some respect for him because he was willing to take what was clearly an unpopular position and hold to it.
Okay.
I mean, he did what he said he was going to do.
You're right. You're absolutely right in that regard. However, his rationale was the same as the mayor's. He talked to some lawyers that he knows, and they convinced him that it's not a legal bill.
Yeah, he wouldn't share any of that information with
us. Right. He wouldn't say who he talked to or anything, but that was his rationale, that some lawyers he talked to. When some of the greatest attorneys that we currently know of came out and said, no, this is a defensible bill. So something happened that set his way of thought in motion from which he simply would not budge. And you can have all the respect for him that you want. You're welcome to it. And the final thing is that I was talking to a friend of mine who's pretty knowledgeable in the realm of, you know, county affairs. And basically, they have to choose somebody, and they're...
You're talking about the replacement now for Nadine Nakamura.
They have to choose a replacement. Mm-hmm. And thank God we have 30 days to act on this veto. So they have to choose a replacement, and...
It's the same 30 days, by the way.
I understand.
Yeah, identical.
And so...
What are the odds of that?
What are the odds of Nakamura leaving on the day that the mayor vetoed it? Losing one of the yes votes on the day that he vetoed it.
I can tell you the odds are 100% because that's exactly what has happened.
So the standard operating procedure, if you will, is for the council to look at someone who has been on the council before.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the votes that were tallied in the last election, there's a pretty clear idea, no guarantees, of course, but there's a pretty clear idea of who could end up on the council.
Right, and I believe that you're making reference now to Kipukai Ku'ali'i.
Well, there's a couple of good names there, and there is a chance, because remember, if we don't get a replacement, or if the replacement can't vote, we have six people voting. Yeah, we have six people voting. We already know what one of them is going to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have one person that we simply don't know which way he's going to go.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about Ross Kagawa there.
And so that only leaves us four. So
yeah, and where I come from, four is not five.
Exactly. So, you know, we're on the horns of a dilemma. For me right now, the weight of this decision is resting on the shoulders of Ross Kagawa. And if we're lucky, we're going to get a replacement whose sentiments are in line with the other four, who cares about the health and welfare of the people of Kauai above everything else. And you know, of course we have to activate, we have to stay civil, we have to keep our passion and lose our anger. And we have to get this bill passed. So thank you for your time. And, boy, God bless Kauai.
Yeah, that's good sentiments. Thank you, caller. Another caller standing by?
No.
No, lines are open.
Lines are open.
826-7771 if you want to call in and talk about Bill 2491 being vetoed today or any other topic that you may have near and dear to your heart. The topic is open. The lines are free. Please call in, and we'll hear what you have to say.
Well, I wonder if there's going to be an incentive to quickly vote on it again. I mean, just quickly go on there and try a vote out, see if they've got the support on the council. Because, you know, it's going to take several weeks to get another person in there. They already had the five votes, so it would take somebody to change their vote mm-hmm. On the matter.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if that's going to happen or not. Some council persons might feel reticent about, you know, overriding a veto. It's kind of... You know,
it's one thing to vote
polite.
For a bill.
It's
yeah,
not polite to do that.
People who respect authority, that. Maybe too much.
Too much, yeah. So, I don't know, maybe they quickly put it to a vote. If not...
Well, how many chances does the council...
Again.
How many do you know that the council has... Can they have 30 days to vote as many times as it takes to override the veto?
I'm not sure about that.
Or do they just get one chance?
I'm not sure. But, you know, they generally don't vote for the same bill... more than once, if it fails, they would go back to committee and revise or amend it, whatever.
All right, well, let's take a few more callers here. Aloha, caller. You're on the air. Welcome to Out of the Box with Dave Giroux and Jonathan Jay.
Hi, Jonathan. I'm disgusted with the mayor. I had just been kind of getting to like him.
He's a very likable person.
Yeah, he's a very likable guy, and I've met him in various settings, you know, where he was making announcements or pronouncements or whatever.
Mayoral proclamations.
I am so sick at heart that he has done this when he could have let it go, but he actually stepped in there and vetoed it, knowing that 80 or 90% of the island feels the other way.
Yeah, I wonder what his political calculus is in that. I wonder why
bribery.
He... Yeah. What is that, caller?
I said it's bribery. Politics is bribery. It always has been. It always will be. I understand that. Who bribed him? I don't know. But that's the way it works. You know, you go out and play a game of golf with somebody, and you lose the game, so you have to pay him $10,000.
Wow, no wonder I don't golf.
It's been on Kauai for a very long time, Jonathan.
Hmm.
I don't know if you're a golfer or not.
I'm not, but I'm Dave, not I have myself, golfed before, but I don't make a habit of it.
Explained to me more than once that that's how it works on Kauai. It's very simple.
All right, well, thank you for your call, caller.
Yeah, I'm just so sick. I emailed Felicia, and, you know, I don't know what to say. Bad boy, bad boy, bad dog.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Aloha. Yeah.
Hello, our caller. Welcome to Out of the Box. You're on
the
air.
Yeah, I just had a comment.
Sure, go ahead.
Am I on the air?
You certainly are.
Oh, really? Okay.
Did you want to be on the air?
Huh?
Did you want to be on the air?
Well, yes.
Okay.
And guess what, caller? You
yeah.
are.
Oh, okay. Well, the thing is that, you know, with all this politicking and stuff, all you have to do is just follow the money. Maybe he got money, you know, like maybe $1 million or $2 million, the mayor, and maybe it's in the Grand Caymans or a Swiss bank account. Because politics... And politics and corruption run hand in hand. So I think somebody should be investigating, you know where all that money is going that he's getting in order to from the billionaire corporation.
It's a sad day when so many of the stories that we think are true are tested like this. It's a sad day.
Well, it's always a sad day, but then politics and corruption run hand in hand. And all you have to do is just follow the money trail.
All right, well, thank you for that, caller.
All right.
Is there something else you wanted to leave us with before we go to the next caller?
Not really. I think hopefully I explained it all. Just follow the money. follow the corruption trail. They're bought. The politicians are bought and paid for. And his next job will probably be with one of the billionaire chemical companies like DuPont or Syngenta. That's going to be his next job because he's out of there.
Okay, thanks for calling. Aloha.
All right, thank you.
And we're going to go to the next caller. Aloha, caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Out of the Box. Are you with us, caller?
Hello.
Aloha, you're on the air.
Thank you. I just have one question. What is the required amount of voter signatures to have the mayor impeached?
It's just shy of 10,000. It's right around 8,900 or so. And what you would do is you would collect all those signatures, and then the question would go to the ballot, and then you would have a special election.
Okay.
And then the majority would rule at that point.
Do you happen to know if there's anyone that's seeking signatures as we speak?
I am not aware of that happening today. But you know, today is not over yet, and tomorrow's another day. So
now, there is an election. He's up for election in 1 year from now.
Yeah. So, no. Anyway.
Anyway.
That's not soon enough. You know. I mean.
Well, it takes a while. I mean, if you just think about the logistics of it, it takes several months to gather 10,000 signatures.
And then there would have to be a vote. There would have to be an election.
Yeah. And so, you know, do we want to have a special election beforehand, or are people's energies better placed into, say, for example, writing a resolution that is a stronger resolution than Bill 2491 was?
And putting that on
the ballot. You know, maybe that's a better path for people's energies to go.
Or both.
Or both. Yeah, or both.
I think you're correct. I just drove by some people that are protesting the mayor's decision to veto. They have a sign that says the mayor of death.
Where are you? Where is that?
Right by the mall.
All right.
Just by Macy's, yeah.
Well, it is Halloween, so, you know, the goblins and the ghosts are out tonight.
Yeah, that's true. Right next to him was Pass Bill 2491. And the mayor of death. Yeah, I like it. Well, thank you, folks. I'm glad I know the way that legally he can be expelled.
Okay. You probably, I noticed the county charter is now on the website, on the county.kauai.gov website. So probably all the rules for doing that are in that code.
Yeah, and it's good for people to, you know, study up and school themselves and learn this stuff, because the more people who engage in the process, the more healthy and vibrant our local democracy is. So maybe we just need, maybe this is a good thing in a way, you know, this encouragement of us all to step it up to the next level.
Yeah, and maybe,
yeah, I agree.
Go to a vote of the people anyway. Maybe that's a more appropriate venue.
I agree. I just wish there was a way that we could expedite this a bit, because this guy is definitely not taking care of business.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, caller.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha.
Well, let's see. It's 5 o'clock now, and I need to tell you that you're listening to KKCR Honolulu, KAQA Kilauea, Kauai Community Radio. And also, we've got a transmitter over in Oahu, and unfortunately my little cart is not working, and I can't tell you what it is. But go to, if you're on Oahu, 104.7 FM, Haleiwa.
Yeah,
but is that legal? You think that's a legal ID?
No.
Probably not.
Try again. Just say the call letters.
The call letters?
Yeah, K24H.
There it is. K24AL.
There,
Haleiwa.
K24AL.
Yeah. All right.
Haleiwa. Okay, good.
All right. We also have some underwriters here, which unfortunately I can't give you any more information than I have here. But Hawaii Life, thanks for supporting Kauai Community Radio. Julio's Burritos, mahalo. Yee Corporation.
They're a green corporation in an orange building. I remember that part.
Oh, yeah? Oh, cool. Yeah. Cool. And IS Garden in the Garden Supply in
Kabob. They make cool compost teas and stuff.
Very cool.
Yeah. So okay, thank you. Thank you very much, folks. Yeah, we really appreciate the support. And, folks, these are people who are just like you, so there's no reason why you can't go to kkcr.org and click on the donate button and be a proud supporter of KKCR as well.
Okay, we're going back to the phones. Got an hour left in the show. This is Out of the Box with Dave Giroux and Jonathan Jay.
And coming up, I guess in an hour, is going to be Marin be spinning some tunes on
Acoustic Luau.
Acoustic Luau. But until then, we'll be taking your calls. So, caller, you're on the air.
Aloha.
Aloha.
I'm kind of surprised that you were surprised that the mayor was going to veto this, because I heard that interview that you had a couple weeks ago with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I swore that you understood that he wasn't going to do it. I thought you were just playing him. That's the way I heard it, that you were just trying to play him to say something. But he, to me, didn't sound like he was that he was going to veto it. That's how I heard it.
Well,
I had no intention of letting this thing ride.
I guess sometimes we hear what we want to hear, because I certainly felt that the mayor was not going to veto the bill. And I was incorrect in that assumption.
And I, in regards to that earlier caller, you know, it's really sad that we actually have to think on those terms of who is paying who.
Yeah, that's not the way I want to think about stuff. But evidently, in situations like this, you're forced to ask that question.
Yeah, it's really, really, it's a really sad state of affairs. A sad state of affairs that this can't be dealt with on a state level where it should be dealt with, because...
Where it should have been dealt with years ago.
Years ago, yes. I agree. And the counties shouldn't have to individually deal with this. And the fact that nobody, no politician wants to touch it, it's mind-blowing that this is where we live. This is what we live in. And it's not synonymous with just Hawaii, I'm sure.
Oh, no. I mean, we live in a microcosm of the macrocosm,
yeah.
Which is another way to say it's like this everywhere. But... Yeah. The thing that I've always appreciated about Kauai is it's such a tight-knit community, and it's a small community. So, you know, the problems that we have here are relatively human-sized, and that means that we can address them. And so that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to step up our game to the next level and address this problem.
That's actually a very good point. And on the flip side of that, because it is such a small place, the fact that we have to deal with it, that we have to deal with neighbors that are you know, blue shirting while you're red shirting, or you know, it's so uncool.
Oh, I wore my maroon tank top today because I was in the spirit of aloha.
Again, it shouldn't be dealt with on this level, but you're right. It is the beauty of living on Kauai.
All right. Well, thank you, callers. Any other closing statements you wanted to make before we go to the next caller?
No. Thank you so much for what you guys do.
All right.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I listened to the mayor's the conversation you had with the mayor a couple weeks ago, and I've listened, and I've unfortunately all I've done is listen. But I think what the mayor did—he didn't punt the ball; he fell on the ball. I think the guy could have gotten a backbone and shown a little will, and. You know, stood for something, and now, what is he going to be remembered for?
Yeah, that's sad.
I just think it's a shame, and I think, you know, if anybody had any doubt that the good old boy network wasn't operating very well here, it's pretty obvious, and it really goes beyond the good old boy. You know, we can't say whether what he got for this or that. It's just. You know, I just hope the guy's got to live with this decision for the rest of his life, and it'll be very interesting to hear what he has to say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really about all I have to say, and I guarantee you the next time I am able, that I'm not working or I can, I'm going to get a sign out there and start waving it along with the rest of you folks in my red shirt.
Well, as long as you do it with aloha.
With aloha.
And I'm really serious in saying that, because a lot of people, including myself, are quite disappointed. But I think it's really important to not get down about it, to stay up, to stay positive, and to contain the vision that you want to see in the world. You know what I mean?
Sure. Well, okay. that's all I have to say, and I'll let the next caller.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right,
aloha.
Thank you.
And thank you for holding. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Out of the Box.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. Okay. I just wanted to say that I've known the mayor for a very long time. And I've been listening to your radio show, just hearing a lot of, you know, stuff being said about him. And I just want to say he's a great Hawaiian man that believes in Hawaiian values. And yeah, we're having some issues right now with him, but I just wanted to say that personally, I feel that he's a good man, and there's reasoning. And I know that there's many of the local people on this island that do still respect him.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of wanted to throw that out there, you know, just say I've known him for a while. I have respect for him. I see him in the community. I see the good things that he does. So I just wanted to remind people of, you know, what he's done for us in the past. And just, I know this is upsetting, but just keep it pono, you know.
That's good advice, caller. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Aloha, caller. You're on the air. Welcome to Out of the Box.
Aloha. Right on. Aloha, everybody out there. You know, I'm going to support that last sister there.
Mm-hmm. Amen, brother.
I'm gonna give love to the mayor, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? He has to live with his decision, okay? But, brah, let's get real. It's better than dying with his decision, okay? And, yeah, while the GMO food may be a slow death, okay? You know, they killed Martin Luther King. They killed John F. Kennedy, you know? So, these guys are big. The biggest guys. They're the baddest guys out there. Monsanto owns Z Corporation. Z Corporation used to be...
Oh, Blackwater.
Blackwater. Okay, you know, the largest...
Is that true? Is that true? The Blackwater, were they purchased by Monsanto?
Yes. Yes.
I heard that, and then later I heard they hired them.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. So,
I heard they. I saw that it was they purchased. Them.
So yeah,
it
well,
it's a subsidiary of Monsanto that did it, so it doesn't look like, you know.
Yeah, it's hard
one of
sometimes.
Their
the
higher up guys that's right in the Monsanto family.
Sure.
Under
the
that umbrella.
The web of money is sometimes difficult
Monsanto
to untangle.
Pays those guys, so they're actually making money from paying those guys.
Mm.
And it is goblins. It's for real. It's goblins. They are gobbling up. The multinational war-monging machine is gobbling all the other companies. You get these IRE companies and organic companies, and they come in and they offer them coin, and people go, whoa, how can I turn that down? And so, yeah, goblins. And, you know, the mayor, he signed this, you know, the thing, and
no, he vetoed it.
He didn't sign the thing. He vetoed it, and you know, but what I was saying, he signed it for the goblins, but yeah, and he has to live with it, but better than dying with it.
Mm. You know? I like how you started though by sending love to the mayor. I think that's a good move.
Well, big love to the mayor. You know, the whole world was looking at him.
The whole world is still watching. You know, that press release, that press release is going to go far and wide.
And in his heart, bro, you know, he's with us. But
that's what I felt sitting next to him. That's what I felt. I felt his heart. And so I was a little disappointed.
And you know, it's crazy. Them are ruled by assassination, you know. John Lennon. He raised $2 million in one little concert and gave it to a shelter in New York City one weekend. It took him about 2 weeks to organize and make happen. And, you know, they take those guys out because those guys are a threat to that whole money-making, warmonging, world-dominant corporate. You know, it's the new Babylon, really.
Do you have any further comment that you want to make before we go to the next caller?
It's, you know, it's really important for the aloha as we go forward, like just mentioned by Jonathan and the other sister there. And, you know, that's the main thing because, you know what, they don't have it. You know, compassion and concern for the well-being of all other people on Earth is really the main point of our existence. And somewhere along the line, and some guys call it you know, the serpent in the garden or whatever, somewhere along the line, changed. And we need, you know, as it was in the beginning, we need to get to that same place in this end. And that's the only way we're going to end it. And that's aloha. You know, I believe this is Earth's last chance. I believe Kauai is Earth's last chance at existing. So it's up to us who's here and conscious, you know. God bless all the brothers and sisters, Dustin Barca and Fern and all the other crew. I don't know all the other main guys in that, but God bless them. Oh, my goodness. Akua, bless them. And make us Imua, you know, in the name of aloha.
All right. Well, thank you, Carl. I appreciate that very much.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Let's see, I did a quick little search on the internet about the Monsanto issue, and Monsanto did not buy Blackwater, but they have hired them to infiltrate anti-GMO groups and to work against their activities. So
there's just subcontracting.
It was bought by a group of private investors. And you can imagine what kind of private investors would buy a company like Blackwater with their reputation, you know. But also there's a couple of other battles going on in the anti-GMO. And this wasn't really an anti-GMO war here on Kauai. It was disclosure
this
for pesticides.
Right to know for pesticide spraying.
Pesticide use, yeah. And yeah. But in Washington, they're trying to get a labeling bill, and the GMO companies are dumping tens of millions of dollars into that effort.
Literally.
To fight that.
Literally tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they have so much money, they don't know what to do with
it. They spent like $50 or $70 million in California to defeat that labeling bill. But also on the Big Island, they're trying to put a moratorium on any new GMO crops on the Big Island, and they're going through the same struggles that we are here. They keep getting, they're trying to put an exemption in there for corn. You know, there's already exemption in there for papaya. But so they're trying, there already is a law in effect, I think, against taro and
coffee.
Coffee, yes, I think it's coffee. And but, you know, it keeps getting watered down, it keeps getting pushed down the road. So, you know, they're having the same struggle over there, I think, that we are. But, you know, I think it's a righteous movement to try and expose and to keep these big, giant corporations that are destroying our planet and our health, and keep them, you know,
in check.
Under control.
Yeah, stop them from predating upon our community.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to the phones and see what folks have to say. Aloha, caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Out of the Box.
Aloha, guys. This is Blake from GMO Free Koi.
Aloha, Blake. And, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. I mean, you know, it's quite disappointing. The mayor has vetoed the bill, of course, and would have preferred that he signed it or at least not vetoed it. But it is what it is, you know. But overall, I feel the movement is larger than the bill anyway, and so we're going to go on. Maybe this spurs us to more action. I would, of course, as a suggestion, you know, like you guys were asking about, you know, you asked Mickey, what would you do?
Sure. Where do you think we should go from here?
Well, I would suggest that we all band together even tighter as a community to resist the power that tries to divide us. And, you know, for GMO Free Kauai, we have an email list. If people go to gmofreekauai.org, they can get on our email list.
That's gmofreekauai.org.
That's right. All without spaces. And that'll take people to our local groups page on the Hawaii Seed website where we have the sign up. And, you know, or people can sign up with Ohana o Kauai or Kauai Rising or form their own groups, but that we stay involved and active and take things to the next step because, you know, it's maybe it would have been easy if it would have been passed by the mayor. Maybe we have to do it the hard way, but we have to keep pushing. I think we have to band together and pushing until we get what we want. I don't see how else we're going to get anything.
Sometimes it's frustrating that it's got to be such a struggle.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like, you know, that we've spoken, you know, so clearly as a population, and you know, after hearing all the stories of people's lives being affected, and hearing the doctors and the nurses and the teachers, you know, I don't see how you can say no, because, you know, the mayor, you know, in his thing, he's talking about, you know, that federal and state pesticide laws imply that, you know, we're preempted at the county level. And, you know, that's one way to read it, but I don't think that's really correct. And so I think we have power as a community. I don't think our power is preempted by higher institutions. We have the power to protect ourselves and keep ourselves healthy. And so I encourage people to join up or call GMO Free Kauai at 651-9603.
You want to give that number out?
More marches. And
I was going to say,
yeah,
please.
651-9603. 651-9603.
Okay, and what else did you want to say?
You know, I just, you know, there will be continued actions. I think that, you know, of course, as the county, this will be a very interesting month as a...
Sure, they got a lot on their plate now.
Goes back to the county council, yeah. I mean, I think we were all hoping it was going to be passed and, you know, we could rest this month and get ready for the holidays or something like that, but I guess not. You know.
Not trick or treat.
You know, maybe we'll have maybe we'll override the veto on Thanksgiving.
Hey, that would be nice, huh?
Something to be thankful for.
Yeah, no kidding. That's all right. I'm starting to feel better now. Thank you, Blake. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Cross my fingers.
Anything else before we go to the next caller?
Nope. GMOfreekauai.org. Let's band together, you know, and let's be strong. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha, caller. Welcome to Out of the Box.
Can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear. You're on the air.
I just kind of, like, got set back when that lady's calling the mayor a great Hawaiian. I mean, who's she trying to kid?
Well, I will agree with her that he's a good man.
She said he's a great Hawaiian. Let me tell you, he's a great Hawaiian. Duke Kahanamoku, Eddie Aikau. You know, how about Gary Huser and Tim Bynum?
Yeah, I'd say they're good men.
Yeah. How about them being great Hawaiians? They live here in Kauai, right? You know, they call Hawaii their home. Dustin Barker. You know, Clayton, you know, all the girls, all the women, all the people at KKCR, all the list goes on and on of all these wonderful people that tried to do their best to help this bill. But, I mean, you can't just use terms like great so casually, you know, when at the end of the day. But, you know, I was really surprised, you know, because it seemed like all along Ross Kagawa was going to vote against the bill.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It seemed like he was in their back pocket, you know, and I just, all the whole time I was wondering, you know, well, you know, did the mayor talk with Ross or anybody else and go, hey, look, you know, don't worry, you can kind of make yourself look good and vote for this watered-down bill because I'm going to veto it. So, you know, it'll make you kind of look good because if you want to continue your political career, you know, we'll see how Ross votes on if they can vote and rebuke the veto measure. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one thing I tried to say on Felicia's show last week, even though she's hung up on me a number of times, she's been so rude to me, even though I acknowledge how hard she's worked on this issue and how much she's worked tirelessly. She's done a lot of work, a lot of good work, you know, but, you know, it's funny, the last year or two that I've listened to the radio, you know, and I've been to all the marches, you know, a lot of the meetings, you know, and it's like I'm the only one that she's ever hung up on that I can tell from listening to her show.
Well, I didn't hear the exchange that you had with her, but I do know. Hold on a second. But I do know that when the phones get stacked up, when there's a lot of callers trying to get on, We want people to try and make their point so we can get to the next caller so that everyone has an opportunity to speak.
Well, no, you know, this is more like a thing because, see, the first tactic, and well, I'll just let that Felicia issue go, you know, I mean.
Well,
know,
you know what, I encourage you to do that, caller, because we do have another caller standing by, and I want to let you say that your piece.
Well, yeah, that's why I called.
Right, here's your opportunity.
Yeah, right. You know, even though, you know, like I said, you did this once, Dave, too. One time when some lady called to berate the last caller, you go, well, you've already used up one of your minutes, you know, of time on the air, you know, berating the last caller, right? And I've been berated by other people like, get off the phone, get off the line, you know, let somebody else talk, right?
Well,
and
caller.
And if you could measure all my seconds and minutes that I put on the phone, you know, it'd be so much less than so many people, let me tell you. Even though I'm basically have the same sentence as everybody, but when I listened to the mayor last week and then, or 2 weeks ago, and then Felicia says last week, they joke Clayton Kubal was on the air and they were joking, well, the mayor, he's going to live in Clayton's house right there at Waimea, and Clayton's going to live in the mayor's house. And then on your show a couple weeks ago, the mayor was saying how he had a nice childhood growing up. His parents worked in the cane fields.
Sure.
And he played in the cane fields, and he didn't think that this plantation mentality, they didn't think that their parents were slaves. You know, and I go, is he going to go play in the cornfields now? I mean, because, you know, the plantation mentality started off with a group of businessmen way back when, where they were going to get rich on all this beautiful land for sugarcane and pineapple. They were going to import basic slave labor from the Philippines, Japan, and China to work here in Hawaii, and they were going to condition Hawaiians to be able to have to live not in their old traditional lifestyles, but they're going to have to earn dollars and cents and be hired by these companies, which is like...
Sure, and pay everything at the company store.
Yeah, and pay everything at the company's good one. That's very good. Good for you, you know? So, you know, like I made, you know, and so all these other, like, buildings have been named after guys like, you know, Wilcox and Dole, and, you know, they're great Hawaiian heroes. Like, they brought something really wonderful, a burgeoning growth to a livelihood for the Hawaiian people. It's just a joke.
Caller.
And I'll say one last thing, and okay. I'll let you go. Okay?
All right. Thank you, caller. Appreciate that.
You know, I guess I timed myself, all right? You know, is the first plan of attack, a smear campaign and propaganda that the GMOs had, and it worked pretty good in Hawaii, because Hawaii, basically from the 60s, had been a pretty, except for a bunch of surfers and some aware people like Walter Riddy, you know, and people and real traditional Hawaiians, you know, a lot of them, they go, a lot of Hawaiian kids were brought up with, like, to be able to, it's okay to be derogatory to hippies. You know, they're just scumbags, they're dirty.
Caller, I'd like to ask you to please be more careful with your language.
Well, no, this was the first tactic of the GMOs to say that, this isn't about the Westsiders. They love their jobs. They are not referring to, like, Clayton Kubal and all the hundreds and hundreds of people that are shocked that the mayor vetoed the bill, that can't stand the GMOs that live on the West Side. They proclaim that, this is a hippie faction from the North Shore that is first starting this groundswell of against the GMOs. Because it's just like the 60s. First of all, hippies were flower children. Then they got kind of termed hippies. And it was during the Vietnam War. Nixon was president. And so Nixon basically went on a full smear campaign because the hippies, they wanted to get away from the federal government. They wanted to live communal lifestyle.
Caller, you're kind of getting off topic here. You're talking about something
we need to do. I guess we realize now that this great Hawaiian, the mayor, is obviously he's not a peace, love, and flowers, organic brown rice eating hippie.
I think that everyone's been pretty clear about that for a while.
Well, I hope so, you know, because bless his heart, you know, because he doesn't have to live in the hall of shame because thank God at least he's not a hippie. You know what I mean?
Caller, I want to thank you very much for calling in and sharing your views with us, and we're going to go to the next caller, and I welcome you to call back the show at a future time.
Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Oh, hey.
Thank you.
I'll try not to rant on so long this time around, but
well, that's okay. As long as no one else is on the phone waiting, we're happy to let you have let her rip.
You let me know and I'll gracefully bow out. But I just want to say that I had talked to the mayor about a year ago about the GMOs then, and he gave me the same line that hey, I need to look into it further and do some more research and before I can pass my opinion on this. And I thought, well, a year ago that was maybe a decent answer.
Go ahead, caller. You're still with us.
I think we lost him.
He has been out being nice fella and playing his ukulele.
You know, our caller?
Got a bad connection.
Got a bad connection, caller.
He was a nice guy to all those people, and I'm sure he gets a lot of appreciation for that. But we kind of need some smart people in the government. There's some people who want to educate themselves about what is really going on here. And, it's a year later, and he's telling us the same thing. And maybe he's just not that smart. Maybe he just doesn't catch it the first time around or the second time around. Or a whole year and a whole island of people coming forward, spilling their guts about what they feel about this and what they know about this already. And he just needs more education. He just might not have the ability.
Well, I'd like to come out in defense of the mayor there, but he's making it hard for folks to do that with his veto today.
Okay, what you mean? You're defending him that he hasn't educated himself in a year's time?
No, I would like to defend the mayor as a decent person who has integrity. But I'm feeling challenged about that with the veto of the bill today.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I'm saying exactly. He's had this time to educate himself. He hasn't done it over a whole period of a year. All us, the people who are involved in the bill, spend time on the internet. Communicating with one another, reading magazines, getting educated on his stuff, and he doesn't spend the time to do that. That's what we need, somebody interested enough to spend some time inquiring in the issues that his populace want, they're concerned about. They're needing to pass bills about, and we need to defend ourselves about. He doesn't have the time or the interest, really, to educate himself about this stuff.
Well, there's other pressing issues for the island that we need to get to, but unfortunately the council is going to be stuck having to review the matter that they've already spent hundreds of hours on, so it's not very efficient. It's not very efficient
for him to educate himself, but so we don't waste the city council's or county council's time on this stuff.
Well, thank you, caller, for your opinion. Appreciate that. We have another caller. Is there anything you wanted to say to kind of sum up?
No, just the mayor's a very nice person, but maybe you should just go to the old folks' home and move in.
Okay, thanks for your call. I was looking at the website of the Hawaii County, where they're trying to pass their GMO moratorium bill,
mm-hmm.
And according to the code in that county, if a bill is not passed, if it's voted against, they can't bring it up for another 2 years. So they cannot bring the same bill back up for 2 years.
What does that mean?
So say, for example, in this case, if they vote on a GMO bill, GMO moratorium, and is voted down.
On the Big Island.
They cannot reintroduce that bill.
The same issue.
Same bill for another 2 years.
Mm,
so I don't know how closely it can be or whatever. So there may be a similar provision in the county charter. I don't know. I need to do a little research on that.
Because we're talking about the Kauai charter is what matters for us.
Right,
here.
Yeah. So there may be a provision in the Kauai charter. So if we say they go back to the county council right now and they vote on it and is voted down, there may be a moratorium on reintroducing that bill for a period of time. I don't know.
Perhaps one of our Akamai listeners might be able to do some research on that and enlighten us.
Okay, well, we got about 30 minutes left in the show. We're going to keep going to the phones and seeing what our listeners are thinking of.
That's a dial tone, Dave.
No, I'm still here.
There you are.
Aloha, caller. You're on the air. Welcome to Out of the Box.
Hi. Is it me?
This is you.
Okay. The guy earlier said to impeach the mayor. The term is actually recall the mayor.
Right, recall.
Okay. And it's totally doable if enough people are on board and are pissed off enough about his stance on this now that he has actually become clear about it.
Sure.
Which is like a lot of posturing. Why didn't he just tell us outright at the beginning and save us a lot of marching so we can just go straight to the recall?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question, caller.
I don't think we need to wait for an election. I think a recall is in order. With Aloha, but a recall nonetheless. I mean, he abandoned everybody, especially the people on the west side who are still getting sprayed. I think it's a shame how he's conducted himself throughout this whole thing. And a recall is easy. I mean,
there we go. Who was that? Who was that voice there? That voice of wisdom.
That's my wife.
Uh-huh. Well, there's the real message there, that people should listen to their wives more.
Well, a recall is easy. Back in 77 in Imperial Beach, when I was living there in California, we recalled our mayor because he wasn't living up to campaign promises. He actually turned completely 180 on everybody. And so that being a very politically active town, just south of San Diego, we recalled the mayor back in 77, Mayor Bert Stites. It was easy enough to do if the people are active enough and politically motivated by this disgrace by our leadership, our so-called leadership. It's amazing how they've behaved. Sitting on the fence until the final hour, and then after saying, yeah, I'm going to vote, I think we might have to defer this. It's like what a dance these politicians are doing in front of our face.
Yeah, it's very frustrating, caller.
Yes. Anyway, that's my opinion, and I think a recall is in order.
All right, well, thank you for that.
You're welcome. Have a great day, great show. I love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha, caller. You're on the air. Welcome to Out of the Box. This is kind of a tough show today, Dave.
It is. A lot of passion out there.
It is a tough show today, and it's a tough day for Kauai. A couple points. One, the last caller was talking about a recall being easy. The problem is that to get it on the ballot, it's going to require 20%.
20% of the registered voters in the previous election.
Which was the presidential election. And then you have to have at least 50% of registered voters voting in the recall for the ballot. If 49.9% vote, even if it's 100% to recall them, that election's thrown out. Mm. So you have to have a turnout, and in a off year, you may not have enough people passionate to get the numbers to go there. So I think that other pathways need to be taken. But
well, certainly examined, yeah?
Yeah. The thing that bothered me about today is this isn't a question of whether he's a nice guy or a good man. I think that there's a responsibility and a fiduciary obligation for someone in his position. And there are people that have been spending hundreds of hours educating themselves. The council listened to hundreds of hours of testimony and did their own homework for months. Voted 6-1, and for him to make a decision like he did, and I was present there, and I asked him point blank. He said that he was in favor of all the elements of the bill and that he would bring it back stronger. So I said, what will you bring back to the people specifically that's different or better? And he couldn't answer that, and that's pretty frightening that this doesn't matter whether he's a nice guy, has a good heart.
Well, and I think those things are true, so that's why it's extra frustrating.
Yeah, but if you're gonna take a position stand like that, then at least have enough knowledge to say, I want to have disclosure about X, Y, and Z. I think Buffett ought to include this. Have some idea. It's pretty frightening that the man who's putting this back to or into limbo doesn't have any pathway defined with any specificity to try to come up with an adequate solution.
Mm. Well said, caller. Are there any other kind of closing comments you'd like to make before we go to the next call?
It's a sad state in our world where you can have a few individuals make an arbitrary decision and they profoundly affect the population that they are elected to represent, but they choose not to represent that population. It's sad. It's just a sad day for Kauai, I believe.
All right. Well, thank you, caller. Appreciate those comments. Hello, I'll call. You're on the air. Welcome to Out of the Box with Dave Giroux and Jonathan Jay. It's about 25 of or so, so we're getting kind of towards the end of the show. What do you have to say, caller?
Well, I'd like to say that I, for one, am tired of waiting for our governments to do the right thing and being so disheartened watching them do the white thing. And I am a white person, so I'm not talking derogatory, but I feel it's time that we follow the money. A gentleman talked about this earlier and with regards to Carvalho and payoffs and the C companies, but I think we have so much power in how we spend our money, and I know this has been talked about over and over again on this show, but it really is a source of power that we can create change now, and we don't have to sit and wait for the governments to get it right, because the government is only as good or as bad as we the people allow it to be.
You know, that's true.
We can make phone calls to General Mills, to Post, to all the cereal companies, and recently it came to my attention that the beet sugar industry, the GMO beet sugar industry, has invaded a lot of the fruit juices that kids are ingesting. And
sure.
My husband bought a bottle of cran grape or something, and I happened to look at the ingredients.
High fructose corn syrup?
Well, no, they say right on the front, no high fructose corn syrup. But then I read the ingredients, and the second one in was beet sugar. So I called their 800 number, and all of these companies have 800 numbers. So the sooner we all get on the phone and start calling and asking, are you using GMO? And they get enough of these calls, they're going to start paying attention. And that's how we got rid of high fructose corn syrup.
Sure, because high fructose corn syrup got a bad name.
Exactly, and it got a bad name because
it became a market liability.
Let them know we don't want it and we won't buy your product. So we, the people, hold the cards because we vote with our dollars every single day. So if you have an auntie or a family where you know they have commercial cereals or, you know, commercial chips, juices, and you can go in and get these 800 numbers or just go in the grocery store, because most of us I know are not consuming these foods, but we need to let them at least be aware that, you know, the money is turning and we're not going to support you with our dollars. We're not going to buy your products. And I think we have a greater chance of getting rid of these foods and GMO products a lot sooner. And who knows, maybe a year from now we'll see labeling, voluntary labeling by these companies, and they will have stopped. Because they will listen. If they think the money is going to stop, they will listen to us.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if there were ever any voluntary labeling of GMO products, because people probably would not select them.
Well, you know, we have our voluntary labeling going on, like you see Hoku has the sign out front, and, you know, this is where I know we have so much clout.
Yeah.
And we, as the people who believe this, have to be consistent, too, and, like, not just go into the Menihuni Mart and buy a bag of Tostitos or... Because the more we throw money to these people, the less power we have.
Well, you're giving your power away.
Right, right. And so when we support the green industries that we believe in, they're the ones that will thrive. And this goes across the board. I mean, I've researched how much trees and water and resources you can save by just using recycled paper products. And it adds up. It adds up fast. So if you're recycling... and you follow your money and, you know, live as green as we can, that's a lot of fighting back. And spread the word. That's, you know, paying it forward. That's the next level. You know, get those who aren't involved. And you know how many of us have friends and family on the mainland that don't even know what GMO is?
I think a lot of people on the mainland do know about GMOs, and I think that's why you saw the big battles in California, and that's why there's a big battle going on in Washington State right now to try and get labeling.
Well, now, Washington State is GMO-free. They said no to GMO, as did North Carolina, and there may be some other states, I'm not sure.
Well, they're trying to label GMO products in their supermarkets.
Right, and California had that huge thing on the ballot, and my husband pulled up a list of the corporations and how much each of them donated. I think it was on Mercola.com, towards to fight that labeling.
Right,
bill.
And they were successful in defeating it in California. And in Washington State right now, there's a danger that they may be successful again.
Well, Pepsi and Coca-Cola both put $1 million into that fight. Even Clorox threw in like $20,000. I'm thinking, what does Clorox have to do with this? But, you know, these guys are all in bed together. And
yeah.
Who knows how much in bed Carvalho is. I have to say, we did a wonderful seed-to-table program with my daughters at the old Kula School out on Kalapea Road, and Bernard Carvalho sent people to study this program to see what we were up to, and there was talk that he was going to talk about putting, you know, farms and gardens in the kids' schools so they could learn it, you know, part of their education. So Bernard, if you're listening, I thought you were on our side. I thought you had a good heart. You have spoken pretty loudly here, and we're all listening. We're all paying attention. But people, your vote is with that dollar every single day. It's
well, and then
huge.
Let's not forget your vote is also sometimes with your vote.
No, that's true, but how often do we get to vote?
Maybe we need to be voting more often.
There yeah. You go. But
I'd like to be voting for a new council person instead of having one appointed
well,
for us.
Well, answer me about this. I thought because it was such a unanimous vote that it didn't even matter if Carvalho vetoed it.
Well, we're learning that that's not the case.
Well, as long as they didn't change their mind, then it would go through. But it's possible that one of the council persons would, or we would need two of them to change their mind.
Well, did we lose a council member?
We did.
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Nakamura took a job with the county. So there's only six council persons now.
But and then we need
We need five, yeah. And so if one of them changes their votes, we only have four.
And why is it that the next council person isn't the one that was it seems like you go back to the election and see that who was next in
the Well, no, that's absolutely a possibility that but it's in the council's judgment to make that determination. That's they're empowered to select whoever it is they wish. They often do go back to the runner-up, so to speak, in the previous election.
I haven't seen that since I've been
that's,
here.
That's what
years
that's what they that's what they did one election cycle back.
With whom?
With Kipukai Kualii. He came in eighth, and there was a spot opened up, and so he was appointed.
Oh, and yeah, I didn't realize that.
And in the last election cycle, he was again. He was the eighth runner-up, and so he may be reappointed again to the council. But it's the council's determination to make that choice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, no one, you know, we all had high hopes for this, but I think all of us felt like, oh my gosh, you know, and we got it. And I think it's going to keep moving forward. It will move forward because we want it to move forward. And again, please follow your money and try to spread the word to your Ohana, because the more we start pulling the money from these companies using GMO, the quicker they will go away or they'll take notice.
All right, well, thank you, caller.
Hey, mahalo, you guys. Aloha.
All right, aloha.
Now, there's another GMO issue I've been trying to thinking about bringing up over the last couple of shows, but maybe now's a good time. I just want to throw this out here. You know, one of the big GMO crops, one of the biggest in the world that I was not aware of is GMO wheat.
Right.
All wheat is GMO now. It was one of the first genetically modified crops back in the 60s and 70s. And
this is an engineered crop?
Yes, it is. And it was very crudely engineered back before they had these really sophisticated ways of doing that. Huh. They would irradiate wheat and just try and grow whatever
like whatever came out of whatever
it,
grew
whatever
afterwards.
Frankenstein food came out of it after huh. and then they'd use chemicals to attack it to let it recombine. And so the wheat that we have today is absolutely nothing like wheat that used to exist 30, 40, 50 years ago, that we evolved on basically for thousands of years. The wheat is toxic. It contains opiates that make you want to eat more of it. It contains chemicals in there that open up your intestinal lining to chemicals that it's not supposed to be absorbing. It you know, it probably is. You eat two slices of bread, whole wheat bread, your blood sugar goes up higher than if you ate 6 tablespoons of pure refined sugar. So wheat is one of the big problems we have, and I've resolved to eat a lot less wheat. It's hard to, I mean, imagine trying to not eat any wheat at all.
Well, yeah, and they like also staff of life type stuff.
They put it in everything. You know, it's just wheat. It's cheap. They just throw it in as a filler. You know, it kind of bulks up some products, you know, like a starch or something like that. They just throw it. It's in everything, and it's really hard to avoid. But I'm resolved to eat a lot less wheat than I am now. So I was really surprised about that, and it's not something you hear about very often.
Well, we've got about 10 minutes left in the show, and so we're going to try and take some more calls, but we're going to try and be quick so that everyone who does call in has a chance to speak. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Out of the Box.
Aloha. This is a sad day for Kauai, but I know a lot of my friends here on Kauai are having a hard time with this. I am too, but on your wheat topic, you're absolutely right. I mean, the best it gets for bread in any grocery store in this country is 10 grams of sugar per slice. Think about that for a second.
10 grams of sugar.
That's the best they get. The average is 25 grams of sugar per slice.
Wow.
And I just got back from the mainland, and I had to take issue. I forgot which one of you said that most people on the, or a lot of people on the mainland know about GMOs.
Well, I think more and more people are learning about it, is what I meant to say.
University of Texas just did a study, a nationwide study of, I think it was 200,000 people. It was one of the largest polls that has recently been done on the topic. And 80% of the people didn't even know what a GMO was. And only 5% could accurately describe what a GMO was. And only 4% realized that it was at the level that it was at in terms of our consumption percentage. So, they don't know. None of my family knows, and they're educated. I was in San Francisco. A lot of people in there, you know, over there even don't know. So we're at ground zero. A lot of people here know, but people just flat out don't know.
Well, I guess it's a learning opportunity then, huh, caller?
It is, and, you know, I have to take issue with the fact that, I mean, all politicians are nice guys. That's one of their politicians. I'm not going to get off on a subject and say and debate whether he is or is not a nice guy, but they're there because they're nice guys. The fact is that people wanted this, and he vetoed it. But I know a lot of my friends and family on Kauai are disappointed. The fact is that this issue is not going away. We're going to win. We're going to win one way or another. You know, whether we have to sue our own county council or sue our own government, or it goes back to the council, we'll see what happens. But, you know, this thing's not over. I knew when it passed, I knew, and I told everybody that would listen to me, it's only the beginning because we're in a real battle. And this is how corporations win. You know, they delay. Just like the lady that was talking about what's going on in Washington, Pepsi spent $1 million, you know, just Pepsi, and Monsanto spent $2.1 million, to overturn it. And they've gotten the percentages down into their favor. It's 50-50 now, whether that thing in Washington State is going to.
Right, whereas a few months ago it was 45%. In front.
No. It was before a couple of months ago, in April, it was 78%, and now the money.
No, I mean the gap was 45% between the yes and the no.
It was more than that. It was 78. I think it was 78% were in favor of it. But the point is, this is how they win. You know, the mayor took money. We all know he took money. It's there. We've all seen it, and he vetoes the bill. I mean, those are the facts. So you could debate whether he's a nice guy or not. I talked to him when he was in Poipu when we marched down there, and he told me straight up that he was against GMOs and he was for this bill, or for a bill that was going to totally wipe out GMOs from this island. That's mayor speak. The reality is he takes money from them. And I don't care what anyone says, he's a good guy, he's a bad guy. That's debatable. The fact is, on this issue, we have a mayor that took money from these big corporations. The people of this island wanted this bill passed, and the mayor vetoed it when it was on his desk ready to sign, and he vetoed it for a reason. And that's it. there's nothing else to be said. He took money, he vetoed the bill. There's nothing else to debate. So right now, as people, this is just the beginning. I mean, this issue is not going away. Stay strong, you know, Kauaians. Don't listen to all the, you know, bad speak out there. This is only the beginning. And we're going to march again. You know, we're trying to organize something for the next, you know, month. And we're going to be out there stronger. You know, if they didn't like 3,000-4,000 people, well, we're going to see what it looks like with 10,000 people.
Well, caller, that's going away. That's a great vision, caller.
Just stay positive. I urge people, don't get down. All my Facebook friends are just blowing up right now. You know, stay strong. This is only the beginning. You know, even if he would have passed it, it's still a long way to go. The companies would have sued. It would have been a long, long haul. And it's time to dig in. And this is our future. We're fighting for our kids. I don't care what color you are. They all have kids, and this is what it's about. So stay strong, you know, march along. This is only the beginning. The mayor cannot stop us on this issue. Aloha, guys. And sending lots of love out there for my friend.
All right,
aloha.
Thank you for calling in, caller.
All right, bye.
And aloha, we get a next caller. You're on the air. Welcome to Out of the Box.
Aloha. I just have a couple questions. How long has the big GMO companies been on Kauai? 8 years? 10 years?
I think it's more than that.
It's longer than that. They've been on the island for longer than they've been GMO companies.
Yeah, they started as seed companies just as regular crops, but then they switched over to GMOs.
Big corn companies.
Yeah, they used to be hybrid corn companies, and then they became GMO companies.
I see. So who was mayor back then when we decided, is it state land that they're leasing for farming?
Mostly, a lot of state land, but they're also getting private lands through, like, Gay and Robinson.
Okay. So if it is state land, don't they have to pay the state to lease the land?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Not
so the
much.
The state or the island of Kauai makes money, correct?
Yeah, but not very much.
Okay.
They have sweetheart deals on their lease arrangements.
They've been exempted from most taxes.
So whoever was the mayor at that time, they have a contract with the mayor with the island of Kauai, and on the contract there's stipulations, yeah, because I work for a company, we make a lot of money, and we have a subcontractor that we work for, and if we mess up their contract, we get fined. So the question was...
Well, that's because of the way the contracts were written. You know, they've got stiff contracts.
Yes. So do we get to see this contract that they made the agreement with the, you know, the people that own the land of the state of Kauai?
That's a very good question. A very good question.
A lot of us through ADC, Agricultural Development Corporation.
Because when they decided to let these people come to the island and grow all these things and then switch it over to the GMO, it was a different mayor back then. It was maybe Yukimura, maybe Kusaka. So
it could have been Uncle Tony, for all that matter.
It was the governor.
So it's a problem that happened years and years ago in a contract that was made years and years ago. It sounds like it's whatever's in the contract is kind of hard to fix. You know what I mean? Maybe they can sue the island of Kauai because... You know what I mean? Maybe there's things in the contract that we are not allowed to know, kind of, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So do the people on Kauai, do we get to maybe see this contract and see what it says? And, you know, I mean, it's like Obama when he became president. There was a lot of problems before he became president that he's trying to fix now.
Sure.
You know, but then again... Well, if it happened a long, long time ago, Bernard Carvalho was still on council, maybe, I don't know, 10, 12 years. So now I just wanted to put that out, you know, because, I don't know, I just wanted to put that out, and that was just a thought, you know, that maybe we can go another route. You know what I mean? And maybe we can see things differently in another way, too, or add on. You know what I'm saying?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have right now. But
thank you for all the things you guys do. I appreciate your show.
Okay, we're gonna.
All right, thank you, caller. Appreciate that.
We're gonna do one more call here. We just for 1 minute, then caller, if you could make it brief, you're the last caller.
Jonathan, you have a little bit of naivety.
You know what? I do.
It's innocent enough.
I do have naivety. And I cultivate it. I cultivate that naivete.
Right, I'm talking right now, Jonathan. You know, because 2 weeks ago, like one caller suggested earlier, I couldn't believe that you didn't realize that the mayor was going to veto this. And you were so afraid of, like, challenging the mayor, like you might hurt his feelings, and he might take it in spite and go, oh, yeah, you know, instead of going, you know, I mean... it's more likely that you'll be rude to a caller like me, who knew when I was 17 years old, I'm 62, that the organic food was the way to go.
Well, you're maybe smarter than some people are.
You know what I mean? But you're more likely to be rude to me on the phone for talking an extra 2 minutes or this or that than you are to challenge the mayor 2 weeks ago and maybe get him a little kicked off by saying, hey, mayor, you know, I kind of have a suspicion that you're going to veto this bill, and if you do, I'm going to be pissed off, and everybody's going to think that you're on the take and you're a slime ball.
Okay, all right, call it. I'm sorry.
We're at the end of the show here now. Because of all the minutes and time that you guys have taken and every single caller, look where we are now. We're informed people. We know poisons and pesticides are bad for you. They're bad for the island of Kauai. Thank you very much, caller. I knew that 45, 50 years ago.
All right. Thank you very much, caller. That's all the time we have. Aloha, everybody. That is the show.
Such as it is.
That's a tough show.
It
was a tough show. A lot of passion on this issue here. The last show, the timing was incredible that he had just gotten the bill for review. And so a lot of people were waiting for the announcement. That didn't happen.
Well, folks, I apologize for being naive. My naivete is something that I work hard to try and maintain in this world. I try and stay positive and try and stay upbeat. And if I need to be more challenging to our guests in the future, that's a message I will take to heart and I will try to act upon.
Right. Okay, well, thanks for all the calls. Phone's still lighting up, but unfortunately we're out of time. Stay tuned now for the Acoustic Luau with Marin. Great show. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Ahui ho, folks.